This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. On October the 11th, President Bush invited American children to help the children of Afghanistan. Send a dollar to the White House, he said, and we'll see it gets to the right place. Skip Seitz is coordinating the program for the American Red Cross.
I think the response was amazing. The president requested that they earn or contribute a dollar, and that's exactly what they did, and responded in incredible ways and were amazingly resourceful. And the kinds of responses and the type of mail that we got, much different than normally. And I think it was just a fascinating and incredibly heartwarming to see it flow in as a result of the request.
The envelopes were going where?
The mail is addressed to the White House, so it's actually processed at the White House Mail Processing Center.
So probably, and of course this came before the anthrax mail problem, there's a lot more that you haven't seen.
Yeah, there are. I mean, there has been some slowdown in processing, but we can assure American children and certainly the White House shares in this assurance that all that mail will in fact get to the White House and be processed, and so we encourage children to continue to participate.
Do you have any numbers so far?
Yeah, I think we've seen almost 200,000 pieces of mail, but that represents probably many more children than that. I think that we see envelopes and packages with dozens of individual letters and notes and hand-drawn pictures drawn with crayons and magic markers and crafts made by the children. So it's a little bit of everything. And so far, that incoming mail represents more than $1 million in response from children.
You do feel that America's youngsters have a direct connection in this way with youngsters in Afghanistan? Can understand that?
You know, I really do. It's been interesting. I think that parents have taken the time to really educate their children with regard to what these events mean and how children are really impacted. We've seen a tremendous focus in educational environment schools, obviously focused on making sure that children understand how children in Afghanistan are being impacted.
Tell me what you've seen that you like the most. What have you got on your wall or on your desk that you're going to save?
Well, there's some amazing things. I mean, I've seen full posters with fan-folded dollars glued on, amazing pictures. We got a couple of pieces that I thought were especially interesting were invitations to the president inviting him to school plays with hand-drawn maps. And, you know, I think fully confident that the president would attend. So it's been amazing. People have written short stories and poems and songs, and it's just the level of creativity is it's really overwhelming.
Mr. Seitz, can you assure an American family and child that a dollar sent to the White House will wind up somehow directly helping people in Afghanistan?
Yeah, absolutely. The dollars from children will be used in totality to support services to children in Afghanistan. We've taken on the responsibility of covering associated cost with delivering those services. So this is an environment where every penny of those dollars will be used.
Mr. Seitz, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Skip Seitz, Senior Vice President of Growth and Integrated Development for the American Red Cross.